There's nothing worse than walking up to a venue only to find you've been scammed by a fake ticket. With Vivid Seats, you get great deals on tickets and a 100% buyer guarantee. Vivid Seats. Real rewards for real fans. Get tickets now.
What could be more perfect than the perfect ratio of sizzling sausage to freshly cracked egg to melty cheese sandwiched together in a perfectly toasted McDonald's McMuffin? If we added jalapenos to spice things up.
Introducing the new cheesy jalapeno sausage McMuffin with egg. Pair yours today with a refreshing medium iced coffee, now even bolder, at participating McDonald's compared to prior iced coffee. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Contrary to what leftists might tell you, we conservatives do love science. We love science fiction. We love actual science. I mean, the prospect of getting a faster-than-light drive one day, warp drive, in other words, to get us, maybe not faster-than-light, because if we're doing faster-than-light, there's a whole bunch of relativity that comes into play there. So it had to be something like a warp drive or a wormhole type drive to be able to get to travel vast distances without screwing up time. Because when you travel the speed of light, time becomes a factor. I don't pretend to understand it all. I just know that if you travel one light year, it's only a year passes by for you, but a lot more time passes by for everybody else. So to beat those effects, you would have to find something other than accelerating humans to faster than light drive. Something else had to happen. Anyway, the prospect of that is exciting to me, and a lot of conservatives love that. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this. This is spectator.com.au. Meet the men who want to bring back the woolly mammoth. Few minutes into celebrated Harvard geneticist Dr. George Church's appearance on the Colbert Report, Stephen Colbert motioned towards him conspiratorially. "How do you think your work will eventually destroy all of mankind?" asked the comedian, peering meaningfully over his glasses and tapping on the table. "It's a couple of options. Do you think it's going to be like, you know, a killer virus, or more like a giant mutant killer squid man who arises from the Pacific between Easter Island and Chile and feasts on our flesh?" Colbert's probing was tongue-in-cheek, of course, but the joke worked because it touched on a real concern. Dr. Church, age 68, has had some long and storied career achievements, including helping to launch the Human Genome Project in 1984, best known by the public, however, for his efforts to bring back the woolly mammoth, a goal he thinks he might be able to achieve by 2028. If it works, this will be the first time the vast, tusked, hairy elephant has roamed the earth since it went extinct about 4,000 years ago, or at least a proxy. As Dr. Church is at pains to explain, the reborn creature won't be an exact replica, but an approximation with woolly mammoth genes inserted into genetically modified Asian elephants. Now, I'm not sure whether we should be doing this. I don't know that our understanding of genetic manipulation is where it needs to be. Many of us got a little freaked out. Remember Dolly the sheep? It was Dolly, right? Was it Molly or Dolly? I think it was Dolly the sheep. Wow, cloning. And then people are talking about cloning their pets. And it's just, we don't know what the long-term ramifications and what it would do to a gene pool. And there's a reason why species go extinct. And I'm not exactly sure that man has knowledge about what the ramifications of reintroducing something that has gone extinct into our biosphere will have on the biosphere. Now, I gotta say, a woolly mammoth doesn't appear, at least on the surface, to be that much of an existential threat. However, what if the woolly mammoth had some sort of vulnerability, or maybe it was an incubator because of its genetic makeup, for a disease that has long died out since it died out, but all of a sudden it gets brought back and the building blocks are there and a disease mutates and it can wipe out all of humanity. I mean, we're looking at bat viruses and avian viruses, and we're looking at the pig, the swine flu, right? And so what's next? The woolly mammoth flu, and what is it going to do? Wipe out half the population? I don't know. I'm just saying, well, I'm going to harken back to Jurassic Park, that movie. Just because we can doesn't necessarily mean we should. So that's one aspect. Then there's this. And this is, now this excites me on a different realm, medically speaking. Scientists have revived a worm that was frozen in the Siberian permafrost for 46,000 years, according to research published in the journal PLOS Genetics. In 2018, scientists from Mother Russia Institute of Physicochemical and Biological Problems in Soil discovered two species of microscopic nematode appearing to be from an unknown species. Researcher Anastasia Slatkovich revived one of the samples with water, then took the worms to Germany for further analysis. Using radiocarbon dating from plants found in the permafrost nearby, scientists now believe the worms are between 45,839 and 47,769 years old. After analyzing the specimens, they claimed at least one is from an entirely new species, or frankly, old species, which they dubbed, oh boy, I hate these words, Panagalamius calimanus. So they revived a 46,000-year-old worm stuck in the permafrost. Now, this brings up several questions. How did the worm get into permafrost? How did that happen? How did the worm get frozen solid so fast to where it could be preserved in permafrost for 46,000 years? And if it was in Siberian permafrost, that means that it must, the worm must have been in a part of the world at that time that wasn't covered in ice. So that means it must have been warmer than it is today, or just as warm as it is today. So how many SUVs do you think were tooling around 46,000 years ago? Well, the answer is none. And discoveries like this make me not only start to ask questions about, hey, what about cryogenic freezing for humans? And is that possible while we search for, you know, cures for certain diseases? But it also calls into question this theory of man-made global warming, and using stories like this and the geological record, we are able to determine the fiction that it's never been this warm on planet Earth before. More on this coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and there are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Steve Malloy is a senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environment Legal Institute. He's a former Trump EPA transition team member, and Steve is also the founder of JunkScience.com. Mr. Malloy, welcome back.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me.
Pleasure's all mine. John Kerry says that the war in Ukraine is bad for the environment because because septic tanks are being blown up and releasing greenhouse gases into the air. I heard you laughing. It's comical, these people.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I mean, he's the former Secretary of State. Yesterday he was asked about the Ukraine war, and he just launches into, you know, his spiel on climate idiocy. You know, like that's the most important thing that's going on. You know, he needs to be retired. This whole climate idiocy thing needs to be retired. I mean, people are, you know, the Biden administration is prioritizing climate with Ukraine. You know, for a long time, Obama used to say that, you know, climate was the world's number one problem. No, it's not. It's not even close.
Nobody believes it. I mean, did you see what happened at Wimbledon where these climate nut jobs, the Stop the Oil Right Now, disrupted everything? They got booed. That these leftists, because everybody knows the game now. The game is push out this junk science. And then use it as a mechanism to steal people's rights and their liberties and their freedoms to instill absolute government power over our lives. And that's the game.
Right.
Because every single solution that John Kerry comes up with to stop the climate from changing is give up your rights and empower government. That's in every one of their solutions. Am I wrong?
Well, no. And it's even worse than that. It's empower China. Because, you know, Joe Biden wants to get us out of gasoline-powered cars and into EVs, which is going to make us totally dependent on China. You know, China is building coal plants like there's no tomorrow. What's Joe Biden doing? Joe Biden is destroying our grid by trying to shut down coal plants and gas plants. There are no nuclear plants on the way. And at the same time, we're burdening our grid with, you know, electric vehicles and heat pumps. I mean, that is just going to be a disaster. We're already seeing this happen in California. And Texas, you know, remember when the windmills failed in Texas and several hundred people died in the ensuing blackouts. You know, we've got to get rid of Biden. We've got to stop this stuff and, you know, get back to sane policy.
Steve Malloy is our guest right now, folks. He wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal detailing this alleged hottest year on record. I'm going to play the soundbite from John Kerry because Lurch was very clear that this is what he actually wants us to believe. Have a listen to this guy.
This is a very important point. The climate crisis is growing by the day. You just saw and have reported on what happened in New York. All around the world, there are record-breaking days where the heat is greater than it's ever been before. This will be the hottest June and July. It'll be the hottest summer. It'll be the hottest year. And we all know that because the science is telling it to us and because Mother Earth is responding by telling us exactly what's going on.
Yeah, what a bunch of pablum and nonsense. Dr. Robert Malone, who's a medical doctor, wrote this. He's going, read these articles carefully, and he posts some headlines from Cleveland.com on MSN. The 4th of July broke the record for the hottest day on Earth. Then you read inside the article. The global temperature was the hottest since 1979. Now, for those who believe that the Earth started in 1979, I really can't help stupid left-wing Democrats out there. But for the rest of us who can actually read a calendar, Mr. Malloy, what is really going on with these proclamations of the hottest day ever?
Okay, so this is all just, you know, propaganda for the climate narrative. Look, there's been no global warming in almost 9 years now, despite 500 billion tons of emissions. You know, they say every emission causes global warming. That's obviously false. You know, June was not the hottest month on record. You know, June 1998 was hotter than June 2023, for example. And this business about, you know, last week, the July 3rd and 4th being the hottest days on record in 125,000 years. Well, of course, we didn't have satellites 25,000 years ago. How does anybody know? In fact, most of the Earth was actually pretty cool. There was an Antarctic heat wave, which is probably explained by the volcanic activity under the, you know, South Pole. This had nothing to do with emissions, but of course, you know, alarmists have to exploit every bad weather event.
Right, exactly. When there's a brush fire, you have to lose your rights because it's you that caused the brush fire. When there's record rain, as he alluded to, record rain and cool temperatures, record cool temperatures, that's also their religion of man-made global warming. And then, of course, when it gets hot in the summer, oh, well, that's naturally man-made global warming, not the seasons. What about the reliability of these temperature stations that have been set up on you and I both know, on heat islands all over the globe?
Right, so this is a great point. So all these temperature measurements are based on temperature stations that are not very accurate. 90% of them, more than 90%, 92% of them are not accurate to within 1 degree centigrade, which is about the amount of global warming they say has occurred since 1850. So how do we know what the temperatures are? We don't. The thermometers are not accurate. The, you know, the temperature thermometers in the United States, 96% of them are corrupted. You can imagine what it's like in the rest of the world. And, of course, we don't even really measure temperatures in a lot of the world. A lot of the ocean temperatures, a lot of Africa. We just don't know. And then, you know, the government likes to go back and say, oh, well, you know, global warming started in 1880. Well, you know, if you go to my Twitter feed, at Junk Science, you'll see that we hardly have any, there's barely any temperature station coverage in 1880. There was some in the United States, some in Europe, a couple other, you know, populated places around the Earth, but basically nothing. I mean, all this stuff is just made up, Chris.
No, I believe you, and I don't believe them. And you know what? I want to get into the science here in a minute with Steve Malloy, senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environment Institute, a legal institute. He's a former Trump EPA transition team member and the founder of Junk Science. Before I get onto the science of all of this, the real science, what do you think the end game is? I asked my beloved radio audience what they believe the end game is. If John Kerry and Al Gore and the leftists get their way, what is your life going to look like? And none of them had a good answer for me. So, well, why don't you tell me what it's going to look like?
Sure. You mentioned this earlier. This is all about controlling our lives. I wrote a book in 2009 when Obama became president, Green Hell, How Environmentalists Plan to Control Your Life. And that's what it's all about. They want to tell you where to live, what to eat, what to drive, where to work, what to invest in. You know, they've already told us what kind of toilets we can have, light bulbs, dishwashers. I mean, there is no aspect of our lives they don't want to control. They don't like the suburbs. They don't like cars. They want us living in urban areas, taking the bus, living vertically. I think the agenda is even more twisted than that, actually. You know, in 1967, Paul Ehrlich wrote the book, The Population Bomb. He said that the carrying capacity of the planet is less than 2 billion people. Of course, we have 8 billion. And when you think about what they're doing, they're going after our energy supplies, they're going after our food supplies. All these things have made those 8 billion people possible, but they don't want that 8 billion because you can't control 8 billion. You got a better chance of controlling 2 billion. So I think that, you know, the agenda is really twisted. They want 75% of us to really get off the earth.
Yeah, exactly. The population bomb, you know, you got Bill Gates. The man's on tape saying that he wants to control population through quote-unquote vaccines, which, you know, scares the hell of a lot of people after what we just went through. And then, so these leftists who claim to be humanitarian, who claim to love human beings, they turn a blind eye, Mr. Malloy, to these massive slave pits to mine this dirty, filthy element called cobalt, which, of course, communist China, the favorite country of the American left, they enslave these people to go mine this dirty, dangerous, toxic element for our technology, and that has got to be environmentally irresponsible.
Well, yeah. So the whole, you know, for all these rare earth minerals for wind, solar, and all this green tech stuff, you need to strip mine. And we can't strip mine in the United States because it's too dirty. But, of course, you know, when you strip mine in places like the Congo or China, you know, there are no environmental regulations at all. And as you mentioned, in the Congo, where they get all this cobalt, there's like 40,000 child slave laborers that do this artisanal mining, producing it for the Chinese, which then is then exported to China, where China processes all the cobalt in a really filthy way and puts it in our EVs and sends it back here, where we pay more money for, you know, crappy cars.
Right.
I mean, this is a really, you know, this climate agenda is really twisted. When you look at, you know, from soup to nuts, it's just nuts.
Well, exactly. And then it would, the EV, don't get me started on the restrictions that electric vehicles put on Americans' movements. And
yeah,
nobody has thought to steps 2, 3, and 4. What does your life look like? You can't haul a trailer. Yeah. You can't haul anything to go on vacation, because pretty soon they're going to outlaw vacations because it's not good for the environment. But it's not going to stop John Kerry from hopping on a jet plane. It's
right.
Not going to stop the worldwide elites from taking vacations. That's going to be your job and your quality of life to be lost. You know, man's CO2 contribution at the height of our industrial prowess, and we've been much better at it in America than anybody else in cleaning our act up as far as what we're emitting into the air. But at the height, man's CO2 contribution is 2 to 3% of the entire globe's CO2/greenhouse gas emissions. Is that number still holding true, that our contribution is a fraction of what is naturally occurring?
Yeah, so environmentalists or climate activists want you to think that all the extra CO2 since industrial area is all man-made. There's been a study recently, carbon-14 dating, showing that only about 12% is man-made. We really don't understand the atmosphere. We don't understand warming. I think the warming over the last 40 years has been caused by the series of El Niños we've had. You know, every time there's been warming, it's because of El Niño, and it goes up in a step increase. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, we've had no warming in almost 9 years since the last El Nino. There may be some warming coming up this year or next year because we're in a new El Nino. And if that El Nino is strong enough, there will be some warming. But there's no evidence that it's emissions. Emissions-driven warming is a hoax.
Yeah, I think it is, too. The most abundant greenhouse gas, not septic tanks blowing up in Ukraine, happens to be something we call water vapor. Now, this is the science that John Kerry is either clueless about or doesn't want us to know, that without greenhouse gas, we would not have a warm planet, which increases food production. And when you hear that the Biden regime wants to block out the sun and basically replicate a nuclear winter here on planet Earth, what is that going to do? And this goes right back to what you were talking about, Mr. Malloy. What is it going to do to the human population on the planet? What is it going to do to food production? What is it going to do to our quality of life?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the reason we can have 8 billion people on the Earth living a high standard of living ever before is because of our warm atmosphere and all the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. John Kerry, not only does he want to stop emissions, he actually wants to suck CO2, carbon dioxide, out of the atmosphere. How are we going to grow food? I mean, I'm serious when I say that this agenda is about getting rid of people.
Yeah.
Because they're going after everything that makes people possible. They hate people.
That is the definition of the Democrat Socialist Party. We hate people. I think it's going to be on their bumper sticker as Joe Biden runs for re-election. But you're absolutely correct. Plants, our food, needs CO2 in the environment. And if you look over at communist China, and they belch irresponsibly, in my opinion, CO2 into the air with a whole bunch of particulate matter that goes with it, their green belt, since they have been industrializing, has increased by, the last time I saw this, it's probably even more now, by 18% or more, meaning they've got more forestation, they've got more green, they've got more food over there in China since they've started increasing their CO2 emissions. Am I wrong?
No, NASA satellite photographs show that the Earth is now greener than ever before, and probably ever before, even in human history, because of the warming and the CO2. You know, it was warm before, say 1,000 years ago, as warm as it is today, but now we have more CO2 in the atmosphere, so we're going to have more plant life. And that's, of course, great for life on Earth. There's no evidence there's going to be a mass extinction or that Earth is going to become too hot to live. This is all crazy talk.
And is it any coincidence, in your view, that all of these so-called climate scientists, which is a relatively new scientific discipline, that all of these climate scientists can trace back a lot of their funding to government? Is there any coincidence there?
Well, most science today is funded by the government. And if you like government-funded science, well, you got COVID and you get climate. I mean, these are the junkiest science there is. Government has completely perverted science. We need to get government funding out of science.
I love that line. I love if you like government-funded science, look what it gave us, the China virus, courtesy of Dr. Fauci and the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Well, plus everything else that they did with the masks and the social distancing, all that nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, can't go to church. Can't go to church. You can gather in business settings, but you can't go to church and sing praises to God.
Go
ahead.
You can go to the French Laundry.
Yeah, of course. Gavin Newsom, the next presidential candidate for the Democrats. Steve Malloy, a senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute, former Trump EPA transition team member, and he is the founder of Junk Science. Always great to catch up, man. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Yep, bye-bye.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, kids. Visit two websites, texasscorecard.com. That's where you find big news in Texas, and it's covered from very many angles, folks, from politics to government to normal everyday pop culture. And also check out chrissalcedo.com. That's where you can find me, my social media hookups, email, voicemail. It's all there for you. And track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV. That's Morning Talk Radio. And on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 Eastern. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.